little housekeeping here. I didn't get to this last time we were together, but certainly worthy of mentioning because it answers a very important question here in New Jersey. Do you want to know who Governor Murphy blames for all the COVID deaths at nursing homes and veteran centers in the state? No, not him. Murphy blames the long-term care facility operators for the deaths in their nursing homes and veteran centers, saying they didn't do what he told them to do. Now, granted, if you just want to look at Woodland Behavioral over in Andover, you can make a case, but there are a lot more facilities than that place. Just as a reminder, back in March of 2020, an order by New Jersey Health Commissioner Judy Persicelli, signed by Murphy himself, you can see a copy over at our downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com, made it illegal for understaffed and ill-equipped nursing homes to refuse COVID-19 residents and patients back into their facility. That order led to the spread of the infection in those homes, killing over 8,000 elderly residents of New Jersey. Going back to Murphy, he went as far as claiming the narrative, which was set by his own order, is misinformation. Said this in an interview with CBS a couple of weeks ago. There's a lot of misinformation about that. These are their residences, so this is not like they're going to a hotel or something like that. This is their home. Murphy continued to blame the nursing home staff for not following the rules of the order to keep patients quarantined, saying, Judy Persicelli and I, were crystal clear about what should happen when they return, and that is separate them, either in their own floor, their own wing, or their own building. Murphy continued to separate staff so that only staff would take care of those formerly hospitalized COVID patients. And again, we have Murphy's order on our website. And as you do check that out and read it, remember that further instructions about isolation were buried, and I mean buried, on a state website. Also remember that the state gave absolutely no help in making sure that these facilities had sufficient personal protection equipment, face masks, gowns, gloves, you know, necessities like that. Murphy did quickly make sure that the owners of nursing homes and veteran centers would be given legal immunity for any deaths that happen to people in their care. Those are the facts. Murphy apparently wants you to believe a fairy tale